So a lot of us think, okay, if I want to do it, I just have to go 100% in. I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to start it out. And then guess what? All of a sudden that fails. On today's show, we talk all about when do you go 100% in on your side hustle.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a
liftoff. We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they
are
hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you. Welcome to the Super You Podcast. Thank you to all the listeners who have been loyal to the show. As you know, this is a work in progress. It's an open experimental project. But today we're taking questions from the audience. And so thank you for submitting all those questions. And the theme around today's show is all around when do I go in on my side hustle? When do I fully vest, or when do I go 100% in on that side hustle? Whether you're a CEO trying to go to that next level as a leader or with your organization, or whether you're an intern just starting out, it's really all around what are you trying to get out of life? How do you unlock and unleash the superpower in all of us? So let's go over a couple things that are out there on podcasts and on YouTube which are not 100% true. You hear a lot of famous people and a lot of people that people on this podcast probably also follow is you've got to go all in right away. Just jump right in. Burn the boats. Just jump right in. That is not true. While I love the attitude, I know why they're suggesting it. They're suggesting this because most of us say, well, I'll write a book once I know how to write. But the only way you can learn how to write is by writing. And so you don't just sit on the sidelines. So that's why the people are pushing you. And that's why they take such an extreme stance. I know why they're doing it because so many people are sitting on the sidelines and want to do something else with their life. And so they're trying to give you that push. They're trying to do it and just be black and white. But life is not black and white. So a lot of people just jump right in, they quit their job, and then they go on and be this entrepreneur, and it fails. Because only 2% of entrepreneurs still have a company after 10 years. That doesn't even mean it's being successful. It means it's still surviving. So a lot of us think, okay, if I want to do it, I just have to go 100% in. I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to start it out. And then guess what? All of a sudden that fails. But like those folks, I'm all in. I'm behind you and your dream. I'm pushing you for your dream. So when is the right timing to go to that side hustle? So I'm going to give you some examples of what that looks like to show you that it's not particularly true that, hey, you either have an entrepreneurial spirit or you don't. You either go all in or you don't. There's a reason it's called a side hustle. And so you probably didn't know this, but the Warby Parker founders started as a side hustle. So they started that when they were in college at the University of Pennsylvania. And when they're looking for investors, they even went to Adam Grant. If you haven't read his stuff's amazing. But they even went to Professor Adam Grant to ask him if he wanted to invest in it. And the number one reason why he passed on the opportunity, and he later reflected and said, that was the worst decision I've made in terms of investing, not investing in Warby Parker. Because as you know, they've grown into a $1 billion company selling eyewear online. But one of the main reasons that he did not invest was because they were not fully employed by that particular company. They weren't going 100% in on Warby Parker. They're still going to do their summer internships, and they're going to start their positions because they got full-time positions from their summer internships. They're going to start their jobs at those companies and just treat Warby Parker as a side hustle. So again, reminder, that's a company that's grown to $1 billion, and they started it as a side hustle. They didn't quit their jobs and go immediately all in, and it cost them investors. Because a lot of investors, if you watch the Shark Tank, the number one question that Cuban asks on the Shark Tank, Mark Cuban asks on the Shark Tank, is, do you have a day job? And when they say, I do have a day job, they immediately say, oh, I'm out. I'm out. You've got to be one. Why would I give you my money if you're not 100% in on your endeavor? If you're not 100% bought in, why would I give you your money? Well, here's the deal. A lot of us have family. A lot of us have other things going on in our lives. And so we can't just cut the cord and immediately go all in. That's why it's called a side hustle. And I'll give you my own experience. So I've been in the tech space for 26 years. I worked at Yahoo back in the 90s, back when they were the Facebook of the day. And before I started doing this full time, which is writing books and primarily speaking around the world on stage at big conferences, giving keynotes, this started off as a side hustle. So I was blessed to have great teams when I was in corporate America and worked for great organizations. I loved them. I loved everything I did. I think that's sometimes the hardest decision you have to make, is a lot of the movies have it out there that you have this dead end, terrible job, and that's why you don't go into your side hustle. But for a lot of us, the harder decision actually is if you like what you're doing. That's harder to give up, that you actually have a decent job, you have good benefits. And we were about to have our first child, and we have great health benefits. So when I was weighing the options, do I go all in on this new career? And the whole reason there was a new career is I'd written a book called Socialnomics, and they asked me, the publisher asked me to go speak at this large book conference. So I go on stage, I get done speaking, I come off the stage, and there's an agent in the audience that says, I don't know what you do for a living, but you should stop doing whatever you do and you should become a full-time speaker. I had never had this on my roadmap. And then all of a sudden I started to think about it, and we started to have it become a side hustle. And it became a side hustle for me for 4 years. I loved my job. But what I would do is I'd take vacation days when I got hired to go speak and say Buenos Aires, and I'd go speak, fly back, take one vacation day, and just be at work the next day after that red eye. I'd be completely exhausted, but I'd still function. I wanted to make sure that I was still able to do my job because I had a team, a very large team, that I wanted to make sure I was doing right by them. But I was doing that as a side hustle, so I'd take vacation days to do this. Now, you'll start to hear this across the board. You've heard it from Steve Jobs when we did him for 7 Super Tips. Is your side hustle, you have to be so passionate about it that you almost want it more than air. The reason that is because it's going to be so hard, as Steve Jobs states, that any rational person would quit because it becomes so hard. So unless you love it, you are going to quit.
People say you have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, and it's totally true. And the reason is because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up.
And so for all of you doing your side hustle, I know you can relate to this right now. Because when you're side hustling, you're already tired, whether you're doing that in the morning, which I suggest, or at night. That's your side hustle. You're working tirelessly to get it done. Now for me, I was actually taking vacation days to go and do the side hustle. I would physically fly somewhere to speak. And so that is how bad you want it. So then for me, when was the decision? Just like Warby Parker, the guys that started Warby Parker eventually obviously went all in and became their full-time job, and the rest is history for Warby Parker. For me, how did they make that decision? It was not an overnight decision. It was not just my decision. I have to have my decision with my wife and also my family. We have a baby on the way. We've got great healthcare. So that's why we kept at it for 4 years, a side hustle for 4 years. And I loved my job. Now, at some point with my job, I realized that I was getting tired, burning the candle at both ends. So at that point in time, there's going to be a point in time when you have to have the conviction. This is where you have the conviction to go, I'm ready to go all in. I'm going to do it. Now, for some of you, that might be a window of 30 days. I don't want to hold you back. For others like me, it might be a window of 4 years, to where you kind of do it as a side hustle to figure out, do I love this? Do I want to go all in? Can I do it? So when that moment came to me, I said, okay, I'm really prepared to go talk to my boss to say, look, I can't handle my team anymore. I think I'm doing them a disservice. I love the mission of the company. I'd love to stay on in some capacity to help all the students that we help here. So I love the mission of the company. If there's a way for me to stay on where I can still write books and speak, I'd love to figure that out. If there's a win-win situation. So I went into that meeting prepared for him to say, look, there's the door, have a nice life, it's been great. But I knew that I also had a chance to figure out, is there a win-win situation? And so fortunately, in the course of that meeting, we decided, okay, let's not have you manage any people anymore. We'll cut your salary in half. We'll still give you health benefits for your kids, and we'll have you retained as like an advisor here on board. And so that's why I was able to do that for a couple years. It worked out great for me, worked out great for the company. And then at some point in time, you realize, just as I did, that, hey, when it's no longer win-win or it is time to go 100% in, then for me, I knew it was time to go 100% in. So while all our journeys are different, a couple of things you can take away from today's podcast is, number one, you don't have to just overnight cut things completely off. That is a big misnomer that's propagated out there by quite some famous people that say, oh, if you're an entrepreneur, you can never work inside a big company because entrepreneurs just wouldn't be able to stand it for a second to be able to do that. That's not true. We've seen it from Warby Parker, myself. I go example after example that is not true. I love the attitude. Let's go all in. Let's go 100%. Let's do it. But at the same time, there's a reason it's called a side hustle. So number one, understand you don't have to immediately stop everything you're doing. And understand that the journey is not going to be linear. It's not going to be a straight line. So take advantage. Understand things happen for you, not to you. So my hope is that whatever your side hustle is, it leads to whatever outcome you desire. That's it for today's Super You podcast. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. Keep those questions coming in. We really love that question about the side hustle. We hope it helps all of our listeners out there. In the meantime, send in what is your side hustle to us. We'll do our best to promote it. And then also, if you have any questions around your side hustle, keep those coming in, as well as any other questions that you might have. We do love your comments, especially since we're an experiment here. So what did you like? What didn't you like? What should we do more of around this open mic session? That's it for today's Super You podcast. It's the podcast designed to unlock and unleash your inner superpower. I am your host, Eric Qualman. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. I want to thank all of you for listening and for all of your support. And remember, it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7 6 5 4 3 2 1
Super, 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 super you.